The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We cannot sit back and blame all of these politicians and Hollywood and New York for messing up everything. We should be more powerful in the kingdom spirit effort of being salt and light than at any other time. Is it dark? Yes. That darkness, I believe God is begging us to step into it and shine the light.
Jack Hibbs helps us discern truth from culture's lies because we're living in the days of deception. Next on Life Today.
Okay, let's face it. I welcome you to the show, and you do know this, that we're here every day because we love you, not just because we love trafficked children that need to be set free, or hungry children that need food, or thirsty children that need clean, non-contaminated water. You know we love you. Betty and I are not looking for a place to spend time. 62 years in ministry, 61 years married this year. I know she doesn't look like she's old enough. She says, quit telling people we're the same age. I look like one of your kids. So don't think that. And here's the deal. We love you. And we have brought the greatest Christian witnesses out of every area of life here. Sometimes it's an entertainer. Sometimes it's a writer. Many times it's a minister, a missionary. Well, we brought one of the greatest preachers I think God ever made. You may not know him. His name is Jack Hibbs. And it's amazing what he's done. Website, if they want to see all the different things that you've presented that are online and videos and just teaching.
Yeah, simply jackhibbs.com, and from there you can go everywhere.
I'm telling you, you can stay there a long time and you will not get bored. You'll find yourself wanting to hear what he has to say as a word every day, and certainly the messages every week in this book. Would you, if you tried to wrap up, you talk about discerning truth from culture's lies, and boy, the deceiver has deceived effectively. Would you agree the devil's crowd seems to be more united and more dedicated than God's crowd?
Absolutely.
Isn't it tragic?
There's no doubt.
He's deceived us. And they think he's taking them somewhere good. Now you can look and see he's overplayed his hand. Everything he does leads to death and destruction and misery.
Exactly.
Can you not see it? Can you not see we just opened the gates of hell to the devil and invited him in from the most wicked forces and places on the planet? And you know what they can do? God in heaven, how insane.
Yeah.
When you change God's truth into a lie, you twist it, you don't think straight. Mm-hmm. Read, starting at verse 18, Romans 1 to the end. But after you get through people being given over to the appetites, watch what happens to their brains.
That's right.
Totally twisted. You can even look at their faces. It's contorted and demented. You say, sometimes yours gets kind of contorted. Well, it's not. It may be a holy, righteous anger, but it's always passion. I am very passionate about what has to happen. The will of God has to be done, or misery prevails, death prevails, dissension, division prevail. Okay. If you wanted us to hear.
Yeah.
What you think God has made very clear, and you've seen it in your church, and you're seeing people come from all the other churches because they were closed, and they got saved. In 3 weeks, you baptized how many people? That many of them had come from other churches?
There were three Saturdays. We baptized over 1,000 people each Saturday, a total of 3,011 people in 3 weeks.
And they were coming over from churches that basically closed.
They had been churched, but they had not been born again. And this was from their own confession. But you know, James and Betty, the title Days, living in the days of deception, D-A-Z-E, as a fog, as being stunned by lies, people today are living in a stunned state of awareness. If that's an oxymoronic statement or not, we'll have to figure that out. They are aware, they are living, they feel the pain, they know something's wrong. But believer and non-believer cannot figure out where this is coming from. And the attempt of the book is to bring truth to light. And it's this way that, for example, today we've got people that are talking about, for example, the gender issue, the sex issue. But what about this issue where Jesus said, when asked by the disciples concerning his soon coming, his soon return, how are we going to know? He spoke to them in the temple, just regarding the temple on the Mount of Olives. He said, be careful that nobody deceives you. So that's going to be the great indicator of the last days. Yes, we study Bible prophecy, and so we should. But we've got to, as a church, be doing what is right. You're doing that right now, reaching out to the trafficked children of the world. By the way, the book of Revelation says that those that inherit hell are those who trafficked in the souls of men.
Wow.
Right there in the book of Revelation. And you guys are fighting that as others. So when we talk about this days, we're talking about people being dazed in the pulpit. They don't know what they're preaching. They don't know what we're saying. We've got people that are dazed in the pews. We got people that are dazed. They're not saved. They're secular people living around, but they feel that they're dazed. They're trying to find truth. The bottom line is that there's not going to be a beacon of truth or light unless it comes from the pulpit. In fact, listen to this. I just woke up this morning to find out that I'm one of America's most hated pastors today because I prayed a prayer last week in Congress that happened to be 100% biblical. God forbid I mentioned the name Jesus. I mentioned the name that we need, or the statement that we need to repent. I mentioned that we need to turn our nation back to God. And I named that we who make decisions in this hallowed Congress will be responsible for the decisions that they make. That just blew things up. And yet,
you weren't supposed to say that?
I was asked not to say that.
It was 100% truth.
It was 100% truth. It was in, listen, I got my inspiration from previous congressional prayers that went on 220 years ago in that. And so I'm sticking true to what God has revealed to us in this great nation. And I do love this country. There's only one other country I love more than this country, and that's God's kingdom, and that's God's heaven. Amen. I'm waiting for Jesus to come back today. But if he doesn't, I'm going to get caught doing and being busy about my Father's business.
And he says that he put his kingdom, when the king came and the king arrived, that he put that kingdom in us. And he even said after the resurrection, that kingdom is now in you in resurrection power. And you know, they were still discussing, even he's about to ascend, the coming kingdom. They're even asking him, is now the time you're going to fix this coming kingdom? He said, why do you talk about something only one person knows? Do what I left you here to do, but tarry until you're endued with power from on high. Here's what I say. What they couldn't understand or explain, when they got in the upper room, they experienced it. When they experienced it, they came out of the upper room. They still couldn't explain it, but they expressed it. And when they expressed it, they changed the world. They tore down the greatest evil power in the history of since creation.
That's right.
And they launched a vein of truth going all over the world and truth springing up. What is it? Prayer.
Yes.
It's a kingdom of God, his will being done through his family. I think that can be done. I don't think he told us to pray foolishly. When he prayed, thy kingdom come, he said it did. Now he says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
I think that's what you're preaching for. I think that's what you're seeing.
Think about it. We think that maybe it's going to take decades. It's going to take centuries. Wait, he said if. It all hangs on an if. If my people. He's
yes.
not calling the federal government or anybody else. He's calling the church. If my people who are called by my name, that is both Israel and the church, if they will turn back, if we will turn back, God will do his work. That can happen in a nanosecond of time. This nation could be healed if we turn to him, because then as we call out to him, he responds. He's always faithful when we call out to him. And so we're passionately committed to expositionally teaching the word of God, chapter by chapter, book by book, but the Holy Spirit's relevant. We don't have to have smoke screens and rock concert worship service to be relevant. The Holy Spirit is relevant. If the Word of God is open, Jesus is exalted, the Holy Spirit will do his work. And that's what we've been seeing happening. And we trust that God can do that in America in a moment.
But all of us can be born again. And one of the things I pointed out when we were worried about who's going to be and we try to find the leader, and I said, God only uses imperfect people to accomplish his perfect
yes.
will, because there's only one perfect. And everybody suddenly realized, well, God can use, is he can use people you wouldn't believe. He could use an alcoholic Churchill. He could use a person that believed in transformation and in transcendentalization or whatever you are, when you change into another person in a great General Patton that helps save freedom. He can use anybody. He can use a donkey. Yes, he can. He can use a burning bush, but he can. He can use anybody. He can use a witch. He can use anybody to do his will, but it's his will measured by his word. Hey, that's the reason we wrote this book. I think the reason we've been called right at this moment is to get the church to do God's will on his earth, because it can be done. Yes. And Jesus is coming back for a family and a body that looks like him. That means doing his will on his earth. I think the stage is set for the greatest awakening in history. Do you think I'm wrong about that?
I don't think you're wrong at all about that. My heart's cry is that the church would turn. We have got to understand that we cannot sit back and blame all of these politicians and Hollywood and New York for messing up everything. The church is so powerful. James and Betty, I believe that what God showed us in Mount Sinai, that was the power of God in the Old Testament. And then you mentioned it, the Holy Spirit came down on Pentecost. And then I look around 2,000 years later and I see the church anemic and apathetic today, something's very wrong. We should be more powerful in the kingdom spirit effort of being salt and light than at any other time. Is it dark? Yes. That darkness, I believe God is begging us to step into it and shine the light. I believe things will turn around, but again, I'm a big fan of that Greek word metanoia. We use the old English word repent, turn around, and he will revive that which lives. But he's not going to revive a church that spends more time, you know, putting a bowling alley in the fellowship hall than getting the gospel out or rescuing children. And, you know, it's amazing because when the truth goes out, for example, and I think you'll appreciate this, one of the great, it's kind of low key, but one of the great things that we've enjoyed at our church is Sean and Lindsay Snyder. You don't know who that is necessarily, but Lindsay Snyder owns the In-N-Out Burger company, global, one of the youngest billionaires in America. And what are they committed to? When you pull up to get a burger at their place, they're asking if would you be willing to help stop human trafficking? Yes. And it's beautiful to be at church and to see her and her husband sitting there knowing that they're not living for their money, they're living for the kingdom. That's and people need to realize that. You don't have to be a billionaire to get involved. You've got to be willing to, and obedient to get involved.
Well, you know, a lot of times all you hear on the news is the negative of what's going on, and to make you think it's the masses that are going that direction and everything. But I've seen little lights
That's
burning.
Right.
I see young people praying in a church till all hours.
That's right.
And I love the younger generation. I'm concerned about it. But I think they would be wise to listen to some of the older generation too.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is wisdom that comes with age if we allow God to be the center of that wisdom. But I see lights glowing in different places.
Yes.
And I think that's God. And he's really beginning to spur up some of those places. Just like you said, the church is not the building.
That's
it's the people.
That's right.
And we are part of those people.
Love it.
You know, I was just going to say, in light of an In-N-Out Burger fight for life, I'm a product of a rape. My mother took me to be aborted, and the doctor just refused to do it. And she put an ad in the paper and asked someone to come get me. So I missed that. This is the way we'll actually stop abortion. I think the law should be strong. I think the Supreme Court made a bad decision. I think they now made a much better decision. But the only way you'll stop killing something you think is worthless or you don't want is to understand the preciousness and potential of every life.
Yeah.
Look what God did with the boy that wasn't wanted. Look how it happened to a 40-year-old woman who did not want a child and who had never had one. See, we have to understand that God can do the impossible with impossible situations. And life is precious. Jesus died for life and to give us life and to cover our sins. Jack, you have seen in a state that is tough what you watch God do, even in COVID, one of the toughest times.
Mm-hmm.
You saw how big he is in a challenging state, how big he can be in any challenge. And that is what he's inviting the church to invite the world to come to, that covering, that shelter, and that shadow of that shepherd giving watch care to his sheep.
That's right.
Not allowing the wolves to destroy. We have invited the wolves in.
That's right.
We have supported and fed and strengthened the wolves that devoured the life and the truth. And it has to change. And I say the stage is set for it. And I think you are just one picture of the greatness in challenging situations of watching that love begin to flow freely. And I think it can flow here and all over the world.
Yeah, amen.
What do you think people need to do right now to help release that river of life?
I think the Lord is so clear when he said, call unto me and be saved, all ye ends of the earth. He's waiting to hear from us. He's waiting to hear from, you know, you think of someone who thinks that they're unredeemable. They've sinned too far. They've gone too far. That viewer right now needs to know that Jesus said, the person who is forgiven much loves much. There's always hope. You might be saying, no, he would never have me in his heaven. It's too pure. It's too beautiful. No, what you don't understand is that you cannot sin greater than his ability for his blood to wash. And for those of you who would say, I'll take him up on that offer, the transformation that will take place in your life will be beyond.
Talk to him right there. Yeah, right
there. I'm telling you right now, I came to Christ at the age of 19, and you say, what damage can you do by only 19 years of age? Enough. Enough to miss heaven, absolutely. But one night, the gospel was being preached by a man by the name of Greg Laurie, and I stumbled into this church, had never been to church before in my life. And he opened up that Bible, and he read from Revelation chapter 20, and his message was titled, How to Inherit Hell. And I listened to that message, and he was going down that list, and I was guilty about 7 out of the 10 things he had mentioned. And I was so convicted, I started to sweat. I went forward, and I asked Jesus to forgive me. And all I can tell you, as people around me were weeping, I wasn't weeping, so I thought I was odd. But I knew this, within the next hour, my mind was changed. I realized that there was someone else speaking to me in my mind, and was, Jack, we don't need to do this anymore. Jack, I have a new plan for you. Friend, listen, whatever God has seen happen in your life, he may not have allowed it or he may not have caused it, but he will take the most horrible. If you're being trafficked somewhere in the world and you're hearing this right now, he can take you out of this horrible situation and give you a profound message to the rest of the world. You have not sinned beyond his ability to forgive you and set you free. He loves you. He loves you with his life.
I want you to get Jack's book, but I'm going to pick up straight to you on what he said. You're watching, perhaps, to receive his life for the first time as yours. He wants to forgive you as though it never happened. Remove sin as far as the east is from the west. Would you ask him? You know you've sinned. You know you've missed the mark. You made a mess, maybe a lot of them. Would you just ask him to forgive you and admit it? I missed it. Mm-hmm. I sinned. Forgive me. Jesus died for your sins to cover them as though it never happened. And then to all of you who are watching who have met Christ, would you refuse to be dazed by deception? Would you not let the deceiver manipulate you? He manipulated me. The great confession of my own deliverance impacted the church indescribably. Would you admit, I have not been the witness I should have been? Jack was talking about how God awakened people all over California. Some of them were awakened to the fact they'd never really met the Lord.
Yeah.
If you've had that meeting, would you do something right now? Would you help us share that life with people who've been trafficked, who've been sold? And would you help us establish places for them and give them a home and a future? We can set them free. $128 will set somebody free. Now it'll be double because we've got a group of donors who have given a matching gift that'll double whatever you give. I want you to listen to this incredible mission leader. And we've helped him save thousands and thousands of girls and boys that have been trafficked sexually. Would you help us do this? I'll send you Jack's book. And I guarantee it'll bless you. Let us bless you with his word and his truth and his love. Would you bless someone with life and freedom right now? You can do it. You've been doing it. You've been doing it for more than 20 years effectively. Would you right now? Watch this and respond as God leads.
You know, when I first heard about human trafficking, I thought there is no way that this could be happening. How could humans be selling other humans? But then to think about children being sold to adults, honestly, that just absolutely breaks my heart. You see, globally, there's close to 50 million people in modern slavery, and more than 10 million of those are children. These are children being bought or sold for labor, for sex, and forced into marriages. We must work alongside law enforcement to find these children And then we must help these children on their journey towards healing from their trauma. They need our love, they need support, they need encouragement, they need unique, tailored educational and vocational programs to help them to rebuild their lives. The Child Rescue Centre is a place where children often come straight for an operation with law enforcement. These kids are scared, they don't know who to trust, but over time, as our team supports them, the kids start to feel safe. They start to learn, they start to grow, and eventually they begin to dream. You know, helping children heal from trauma is a long journey. It takes the efforts of so many people. But together, we can make a difference in the life of each child. And it's your support, your dedication, your generosity that helps us to continue this work with law enforcement to rescue kids, but also to help to restore the lives of children. So we just want to say thank you for helping to provide the Child Rescue Centre and for supporting all these activities that are changing the lives of children. Thank you for taking a stand against this injustice.
When Betty and I went to see the children in their poverty, and in areas like the sex capital of the world, where 747s come every day, filled with men coming to have sex with little children, little girls primarily, all day from all over the world. And you could see what was happening to them, Betty. And then we went out where the poor were, and we saw where they would buy a child, maybe 8-10 years old, for $50 to $100, or they would give them a radio to the family, or maybe a small television if they had maybe a couple of girls, and they would take them into slavery. And then we found people who were planning their lives in the midst, but they didn't have a place and they were renting houses. And we went over there and we said, we're gonna rent the houses. You find them, you help the girls. And then we ultimately started building places like you saw there and all over the different countries where the missionaries could bring them. And after they had set them free, began to build it up. And you'll notice years ago, we would let you see the children singing in English. We taught them English, taught them, got them educated. Many of them are leaders in different countries all over the world, third world. And you saved their lives. You, God, through you, supporting the missionaries that God sent, and they moved into the pit of hell to set people free. And so we are now literally training them. And you got to save facilities. We don't get to see their faces anymore. But we don't quit changing their faces and their futures and their lives. Did you know for $128 we can save a child? $128 that year, save a child and start the process of restoration, reach, rescue, and restore. But now, some of our friends have given us a gift matching $320,000, which means if you gave $64, you'd save a child. Think about this. $128 gift to save one, you save two. And you know, Betty, what I always do. I try to get you to think bigger than most people think. Could you save $1,280? No, it'll save 20. 20. Would you do that? Father, there are people watching who can do it. Some can do more. Help everybody do what they can, in Jesus' name. Would you touch the overlook? Would you save the least of these that Jesus says, my sheep who really know me, that's what they do. And they minister to me. Would you right now go get your bank card, use it like a check? That's how you should always use it. If you write a check, make it to Life. But go on that number or go online and tell us you're putting that check in the mail. We have to know it's coming. We have to know we have the support. We have to tell the missionaries. If you go online and use that card, make the best gift you can right now, please, and you ask for the gifts that we're offering, please, because what we offer you will help you grow spiritually and actually give you steps to turning this nation back to freedom and saving freedom's future. Go right now. Give life to a child. Give them a future. Please, do it right now.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 Mission Rescue gift will be doubled to $64. To say thank you for your gift, we'll send you Worship, Wisdom, and Wonder. The pages of this beautifully crafted book are rich with words that will inspire you as you experience the worship found in Psalms, receive life-giving direction through the wisdom of Proverbs, and be reminded of the wonder of our God. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Refuge of Life framed artwork, a beautiful matted picture frame with printed scripture that reminds you to set your mind on worship through the words of Isaiah 44:3. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
But I'm believing that we're going to have a miracle response, God, let it be. Because you will totally set people free. I want to send you Jack's book because I believe he's a man sent from God for this moment in his church. Could you help reach 10? Now 20? Whatever you can do, please do it. Jack, you're going to be covered by our prayers nonstop.
Thank you.
I want us to be able to spend time together. I want to know all the ways that life can help you in any way. I mean, and I want our viewers, that's why I'm saying, say your website again that they go to.
Yeah, it's simply jackhibbs.com. Everything's there.
And it is amazing. You can track a lot. You can stay there several hours a day and not waste a minute. Yes, you can. It's that good. Father, thank you for him. Bless him.
Amen.
I'm thankful for you and all these people you've helped and are going to help.
Amen.
They thank you. Thank you, God. Thanks for watching. Thanks for sharing. I want to remind you, this is the last week now of Rescue Life. Reach, rescue, and restore. Last week, really need to hear from you.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. Call now to become a friend for life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love to a world in need.
And I think it's great to also understand that deliverance is not meant to be an end in itself. It's actually meant to be a beginning.
Freedom from demonic influence next week.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.